Hello, you are listening to the Monday, December 12th edition of the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana. Well, I've had a lot of requests for new Luminous material, and as you know, Nick has been really busy with Fractured, so we haven't had a chance to do a lot on Luminous, but we're starting up again. And this is a touch of Fractured and a touch of Luminous. Let me know what you think. The track is A Day Any Year From Now. hope you enjoyed that, and hopefully we'll have new Luminous material in the new year. Up now is brand new Area from her new CD Flicker, which is a great CD on Alpha Matrix. This is one of my favorite tracks called Be Me.
Inside.
Revenge on the West tour, so do check out area.com for dates near you. The Polish band Cabaret have their debut release on Artifact Records called Homophobia, along with the single which premiered called The Electric Chair Song. On my recent trip to Poland, I had the pleasure of actually interviewing the band. Over the next three songs, you'll hear New Cabaret off of Homophobia and my interview with the band. The first song you're hearing is Rain on My Skin. Now, Jarek told me that he had written this song in one night. It came to him very quickly as he was sitting at home flipping through some papers and listening to the thunderstorm outside. Cave in Warszawa. Did I say it right? Warsaw, Poland. We are here for the Psyche concert with Agonized by Love and Bastards of Love, who have visited from Germany. Agonized from Love is another Polish band, aren't they? And I'm here to interview Cabaret. And I'm here with Jarek and Michał. Say hello.
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 Now, which one of you is the Liza Minnelli fan? Jarek.
Me.
Okay, do you want to talk about how the name Cabaret influences the music that you make?
First, we decided to name the band the Cabaret because of the word. It sounds well for us. It's a very powerful word. The second reason is the movie with Liza Minnelli, very popular movie. And the third reason is that we are mixing a lot of things in our music. We are saying about the funny things in a sad way, about the sad things in a funny way. We're mixing the music styles, like dance, electro music, synth-pop, rock, pop music. And I think the same you have in a normal cabaret theater, when the things are mixing together. There is a lot of songs, a lot of play on the stage, a lot of jokes, and a lot of serious things. This is why we named the band The Cabaret.
And is the clown on the cover of Homophobia related to the band name, as well as the title, or is it more representative of the homophobic person behind the mask?
The clown on the cover of the album Homophobia is because of the album, not because of the name of the band. We think that people very often play. They are not themselves. They play, they are wearing a mask, and on the mask they are smiling. Behind the mask they have a sad face, for example, or they want to hide the fear. So when you look at this CD, probably you will very easily see the fear in the eyes of the clown. You will see that the smile is a little strange, a little unsure. So it's more related to the name of the CD, less than the name of the band.
Oh,
dobry, Jarek.
Dzień dobry, Morgana.
We're at the Metal Cave in Warszawa, Warsaw, Poland. And in between bands, we're about to hear the Cabaret single from the DJ. Are you excited?
Yes, of course. But it's a strange feeling to sit between the people and watch them listening the music that we created some months ago.
Will this be the first time?
Yes. For us, it's the first time when we can see the people.
Oh, wow! We're capturing the moment.
I asked the band about the song Dawn Mist Glowing, which was what got them noticed and got them signed to Artifact Records. It appeared on a compilation called Melodies and Structures, Volume 1.
Now, you mentioned that you had sent demos to other labels, such as Metropolis and Alpha Matrix, but not to Artifact. Was it that you hadn't heard of them, or was it that they were in Canada, or what? Kind of weird the way that works, that that's the one label that ends up contacting you. How did that happen?
Maybe it will be sounding like a stupid story, but we prepared a list of the music label that we want to send the demo, and the Artifact Records was only one. We wasn't sure to send it. We are not so famous, so we don't have a chance to record the music for them. And we didn't send the demo. They discovered us, as I said, through the compilation album. And it was only the one record label that asked us about it and made a proposition about doing music for them.
I guess that's one of the best ways to get discovered, when you know that someone's really interested and they contact you, so it must feel very rewarding.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. We always thought that we are not too good for them. It's a wonderful thing. I really don't know how to express.
Listening to my interview with Cabaret in Poland on the new album Homophobia, there are two references to Berlin in the song titles. There is Song for Berlin and also Checkpoint Charlie, which is in the background now. I asked the band about these songs.
What inspired the Song for Berlin?
Personally, I love the Berlin, and I think this is a very special place in Europe. For example, like Netherlands, it's the country of the freedom in the Europe. The same is with Berlin. They have a love parade, very famous party. And besides this, Berlin was a very special place in history, because there was a Berlin Wall. Something really sad, but it was, and we will not change it. Besides this, I was in Berlin 5, 6, 7 times, I don't remember, and it was always a great time. There's a lot of small pubs, small restaurants, small music clubs, a lot of bands were recording the popular albums in Berlin because of the atmosphere of the city. For example, the Depeche Mode, U2, they are very famous, and if they have found inspiration in this city, there must be something special in this town. And we wanted to make a kind of the tribute for this town, doing songs for Berlin and the Checkpoint Charlie song. But the inspiration for the Checkpoint Charlie was rather the Leonard Cohen voice and Leonard Cohen song with words "Give me back my Berlin Wall." So I found this sentence and developed it into the Cabaret song. And Michal did the music. That's very automatic. That sounds automatic, and because there is a lot of words like automatic people, automatic love, automatic cities, we did this song as a second tribute to the Berlin on our album.
This is DJ Morgana, and you've been listening to my interview with the Polish band Cabaret. In the background now, you're listening to the title track from their new album. This is Homophobia number 9.
I'm walking on the streets and I'm watching the trees, and I am thinking I wanna be a number 9.
find it a challenge to write your lyrics in English when it's your second or third or whatever language? And did you choose English to have a more universal appeal to the audience?
I decided to write songs in English. We decided to use the English language because it's much more easier for me to write the songs in English, because the Polish language is very difficult. There is a lot of words with a shh. It sounds like this. It's very hard to sing on a stage. This is the first reason. The second reason is that it's very hard to write something white in the Polish language, because it's very easy to write a stupid songs about the stupid things. But if you want to say something important, it's hard to use the Polish language for this. English is much more melodic. And the last reason, and the most important, is English language is international language. So I think it's much more useful for us to use the English language.
Now that you've established yourself with your debut release, do you have certain aspirations for your next album, and what are some of the plans?
The plan is to record next album and start this recording session around January. We want to use more acoustic sounds, like piano, more piano sounds, more acoustic guitars.
They mentioned to me that there's a possibility of doing a tour next summer in Canada, so I asked them about their live show.
Do you have expectations of what Canada will offer or what it will be like?
I have totally no idea.
The world right now is very small, and people are almost the same each place on Earth, so we don't expect to find strange people or totally different people.
Wait till you come to Toronto.
We just want to play our music for all people that want to listen to us. And if it's going to be a Canada or Germany or Italy, it doesn't matter for us. We just want to play music. We want to play as much live as we are able to and as we can play on stage. But we decided also to, during each show, kind of the unplugged part, kind of the acoustic part, because we want to show people that even if we don't have those old stuff like synthesizers, sequencers, computers, we know how to work with a normal instrument like a piano, like a guitar. We don't need the power, we just need the hands, the voice and the instrument. So I think this is very fair to the people that are buying tickets. They want to see something live. Because if they want to listen to the computers, they don't have to go on a show, pushing the play button in a CD player, and then this is the show. We want to be more close to the people with our music, but also with our voice, our hands, our instruments.
What is the Warsaw scene like for industrial music and electronic music?
I think the electro music and the industrial music is not so popular generally in the Poland. Of course, there are some fans of the Rammstein, of the Depeche Mode.
Now, I heard a rumor that on a South African site for purchasing music that you were outselling Depeche Mode with the new Electric Chair song. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it sounds like maybe the show started. So I guess we'll wrap up the interview. So I'd like to thank you both very much. And I can't wait to see you perform in Canada or in Europe, wherever I may see you next. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And of course, best wishes to all listeners of your radio and all the people that are supporting us. Thank you very much.
And since it was at a Psyche show that I interviewed Cabaret, I thought I would play a track from Psyche that was on a special CD given out at the show. This is the Chamber Mix of 15 Minutes from Psyche on the Regen Radio Podcast.
Take another life. Meaning disappears. After the lights go out.
life. Meaning disappears after the lights go out. Observing you save a photograph, possession of what never can be. My own reality.
From the Cabaret Band, and you are listening Region Radio Podcast radio station.
Hi, this is Michael from Cabaret. You're listening to Region Radio Podcast.
And why not follow up Psyche with Psyche's former Polish member, Remy. This is his new project, Non-Pop Tale. This is off of his CD Collected Tunes. The track is Das Gold, and this features the singing of Rask from Rottersand.
Stern, nachdem wir segeln, setzt der Gedanken mein fest. Geliebtes Verlangen nach mehr ohne Ziel hält mich fest. Die Stunden versinken im Grund aller Tage. In lächelnder Miene vergangen trägst du sie zu Grabe. Ist das Gold, nach dem ich schürfe, nicht ein Schatz verloren an mir? Ist der Stern, nach dem wir segeln, nicht schon längst Vergangenheit?
Today's playlist can be found at regenmag.com/podcast.html.
But when you're glowing with deep wisdom, the knowledge flows to you. and they decay and die. What time has brought, time will take away. A storm blows away a small cloud in the sky. They're born and they decay and die. They're born, then they decay and die. We may know all the right words for descriptions, be brilliant in their comments, and yet remain a bag of bones. But when you're glowing with these words, then the knowledge flows to you. We may know all the right words for descriptions, be brilliant in their comments, and yet remain a bag of bones. But when you're glowing with these words, then the knowledge flows to you. They may know all the right words, quote descriptions, be brilliant in their comments, and yet remain a bag of bones. But when you're glowing with deep wisdom, the knowledge flows to you. They may know all the right words, but when you're glowing
listening to Legion Radio at LegionMag.com.
Learn to trust what I have. Learn to trust what I have.
passion. So many days and this hell make me stronger.
Again, the conquest. Father, This VGen Radio podcast is brought to you by DJ Morgana and VGen Magazine. VGenMag.com.
Yeah.